This is episode number 2152 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
You know, I'm hoping that some other celebrity will do something stupid.
Okay.
I mean, come
because,
on, guys.
Come on.
This is what you do.
Slim pickings around here.
Man.
Yeah.
Yay. So Kanye West.
Yeah.
So you could do his first name as Con, and then Yay. Jeez.
No, don't go there. don't
Julia
go there.
Fox.
Oh, yeah.
They did not celebrate Valentine's Day together.
Wow.
According to Julia's rep, Julia and Kanye remain good friends and collaborators.
And they're done.
But they are no longer together.
They're done.
I wonder why.
I'm not surprised. Have you been seeing the news about Kanye for the last week and a half?
Well, yeah, and we reported
on
it. The
man is off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, my God.
So, maybe.
Maybe?
Just throwing it out there.
Okay, all right.
That it has anything to do with Kanye's very public struggles to woo Kim back.
Dude.
Or maybe.
Just
maybe.
Yeah.
Now I'm just throwing this out there to you.
Okay, all right, okay.
It has something to do with the fact that Kanye, I'm sorry, Yay. Has been calling Pete Davidson everything from D-head to skeet.
Skeet.
On his socials, which he claims were not hacked. So if they weren't hacked,
yeah,
then you're guilty.
Yeah, he's guilty.
Or.
Look, you're not going to get in her face and talk smack about her boyfriend and expect her to come running back to you. Oh, you're right, Kanye.
Right.
You're so right. Pete's so wrong.
Or here's another idea.
What's the other idea?
Maybe. It had everything to do with the truckload of flowers he sent Kim yesterday.
No, dude.
What a waste of money.
That never, ever worked. Nothing is going to work here.
No.
She's like so over him. There's not any question in her mind.
Stick her with a fork.
He just keeps digging the hole, and he's trolling her. And at some point, it becomes a stalker situation, and it gets scary. And that's what I'm a tad concerned about this.
Yeah,
for her safety.
Yeah.
If I'm Momager right now, I'm calling out all the stops. I mean, behind the scenes.
Right.
There's 24/7 security. I mean.
Which there is.
Yeah, but you're stepping it up. Because, by the way, he's not going to OJ. It won't be him. If anything happens, he'll pay somebody to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
Look at you.
No, I mark my words. And I mean, I hope not.
Right.
I hope to God not. Oh, I don't even.
He's off, man.
Yeah. And, dude, she's not coming back. So give it up.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Kim and
meanwhile,
Pete,
there's more news.
Well, they sealed it with a kiss during an early Valentine's dinner in New York City Sunday night.
Apparently, Kim and Pete. I thought you were thinking, wait, what?
No.
Kanye. What? This coffee is not strong enough.
I guess this is the first time we've seen them kiss in public.
Oh, really?
Except when they were, playing Aladdin and Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
But that really doesn't count.
Well, it kind of does because it was the kiss that started everything. So
there you go.
If you go back and watch that clip on SNL, you can see it in their eyes. There's a little something going on. It's like, oh, yeah. Wait for the after party, kids.
Well, it ain't Tina and Amy, but a different Amy and two other accomplished women will be the hosts of this year's Oscars.
Oh, there's going to be hosts.
They've named the hosts.
Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
It is expected to be announced officially this morning on GMA, Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina King.
Okay, all right, I can go for that. I think Amy Schumer's funny, but I'm warped. So it's going to be a warped kind of funny for Amy. I think I would have rather have had Tina and Amy, but that's...
I like Tina Fey.
I know, you're not an Amy Poehler fan.
I've never been an Amy Poehler fan.
But she's the yin to the yang, or the ying to the yang, however you want to say that. Oh, I think she is. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think somebody else could do it better than Amy Poehler.
Well, but no.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I'm just not warmed up.
Think about this.
Ever.
Consider this. if somebody better than Amy was there, they would outshine Tina. And we can't have that. Can't have that. Tina Fey, America's sweetheart. Okay?
Nobody would outshine Tina Fey. I'm really far removed from the nominations this year.
I think I've been far removed from the nominations for years.
But I've liked...
I think it's an irrelevant thing, Oscars.
This one is probably the most. And it's like, I'll still recite my Oscar speech in my head. Well, because I always do.
Of course you will. Continue on, because I could get on a soapbox about Oscars, about Halle Berry, you name it. I can get on a soapbox, and I don't really want to take up our time with that today. This is important damn news. I'm telling you right now. This is so important.
This is the time when I'm supposed to be able to talk freely.
Yes, and I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm taking up your
You
space.
Can't stand it.
I'm
you cannot
I'm sucking the air out of the room. I apologize. I feel like Jada Pinkett Smith. Sucking the scene. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad. You have to give me the Jada Award.
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, do. Hey, you're welcome. I'm not even going to charge you for that joke.
That was a knee slapper.
It was. Anyway.
But after last year's disastrous lowest rated mass up ceremony at Union Station instead of the Dolby Theater, Oscar is set to return to some sort of normalcy.
Well, by God.
Except for the fact that the Academy is trying harder to be more woke.
Well, I don't think it's bad they're trying to be more woke. I don't think they're accomplishing it. That's the thing.
How so?
Putting Regina King in as a host is not going to make them more woke. They still have problems with the people that are getting inclusion, with the people that are getting nominated. We're not here to do serious news. Let's get on with this. We're talking about the Oscars. Nothing serious about the Oscars. No. Not
at anymore.
All. Yeah.
All right. So, of course, the biggest obstacle.
This Jada on behalf of, and thank you to the Academy for my Jada Award for sucking the air out of the room.
Oh, John Van Camp. There's so much I want to say.
Yeah, but we don't have that much time because I've, again, taken all of your time sucking the air out of the room.
That's true.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I think I'm probably out of time.
Okay, you're out of time.
Thanks.
Well, hey, more Who Cares tomorrow.
But no thanks. God, you're such a jerk.
Great day, and
jerk. Go ahead, you say it.
No, it's your line.
No.
I can't say it because...
No, you've said everything else. Go ahead.
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.